The coaches show the Broncos falling to the Calgary Hitmen 4-3 in a shootout here with assistant coach Darren Evian. Darren, what did you think of the game tonight?
Well, I thought it was a pretty defensive battle. There wasn't a whole bunch on both sides at times, and both teams played pretty good defensively. So at times I think we gave them maybe some opportunities, you know, with their speed and that. But for the most part, I thought it was a pretty seesaw game.
Yeah, both teams playing defensively sound in the neutral zone and not giving up a whole lot. How did you feel about getting the 1 point tonight?
Well, I think, you know, you always want to get 2 points at home, but you get a point, and we were trailing for the last couple periods. So to come back and get a point is good, but we definitely expected more of ourselves, I think, tonight, and we expected more guys on board to really nail down the 2 points.
All right. That being said, we're going to head downstairs now to Sean Mullen. Sean?
Thanks, Todd. I'm downstairs with Trevor Cameron. And, Trevor, first of all, just your thoughts on this game in general.
I thought we started a little slow. Calgary came out banging, and, you know, I thought we could have responded a little bit better and picked up our physical play and, you know, maybe worked a little harder. But in all, I think we played all right. It wasn't our best game, but played all right.
The same thing in against Prince Albert on Saturday, not a lot of offense in the first period. Is that, to some degree, you guys are trying to focus a little more on defensive zone coverage because you've been giving up a lot less second chances, a lot fewer turnovers, and you think maybe that's limiting some of your early offense?
No. I think good defense will lead to a good offense. And, you know, we just got to score on our chances. We're getting lots of chances. And we just got to bury them. And our defensive game has improved these last couple of games. So we want to keep it that way.
Absolutely. And what are you noticing on that front? Because, you know, these last two games, Prince Albert and Calgary, again, mentioning limiting the opportunities. Yeah, they get over 30 shots. But in terms of second and third chances, it didn't seem like there was a ton there for them.
Just clogging up the middle and, you know, getting the slot area. Our wingers got to come down a little bit lower, and we've been doing that and trying to block shots and, you know, and just all the simple plays in our own end. We got to get the puck out and get going, right? So.
Talk about this game for you, because it was certainly an opportunity. I mean, you were out as a healthy scratch for a while. You get back in on Saturday. With Coda Gordon going down on Saturday, you get put into a top six role, playing on the top line and the second line at different times in this game. And how important did you feel like this game was for you personally to take advantage of the ice you were given in a skill situation?
Oh, it was everything. This was the biggest game of my season so far. And I needed to work hard and show everybody that I could be there. And yeah, I did my best, and hopefully it's good enough.
Well, came out with a goal and an assist, and how did you feel about how you played?
I thought I felt pretty good. You know, there's always little parts that I can improve and play better. The goal and assist, the goal was a nice play by Moser, and just being in the right spots, and it ended up being a 2-point night. So.
First, talk about the goal that tied the game at one, and that kind of took a funny hop to you at the side of the net, and normally the instinct is to just jam it, but what did you see that allowed you to find Voss?
The puck just came out, just took a funny bounce off the net there, and you know, I wasn't on a very good angle, and when I was earlier up the ice, I took a peek behind me to see if anybody was coming, and Vozzy was there, so kind of poked it towards the middle area, and Vozzy had the open net.
Talk about your goal then as well, Trevor. Your team's down 3-2. You tied it. They came back, took the lead again. That can always be a momentum killer, and you kept battling and found a way to tie the game up. And what happened on the goal?
Yeah, puck just went low, and Moser made a really nice pass out to me in the slot, and I put it top blocker, yeah.
We know you have that shot. We haven't seen a ton of it from you so far this season. So is it just a matter of getting in the position to shoot more or being more confident to take it when you have it?
No, I think it's just I've been getting chances. Like, there's been scoring chances for me every game. It's just having burying them, you know. It's a little bit of bad luck, a little bit of myself, right? So, you know, I gotta focus on getting those chances and scoring and putting them in the net.
Do you feel like you have a game like this that can kind of boost your confidence up and you can come out with a little extra spring in your step tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah, games like this will always boost your confidence, you know, and yeah, I think it will help me tomorrow night.
Lastly, you got Saskatoon tomorrow. Haven't seen them yet, but you know how tough they are to play in general. What do you expect from them, and what's it going to take for the 2 points tomorrow?
We got to be tougher. We got to challenge their guys. We got to be tough on the boards. We got to be more physical. you know, they're a really good team, skill set, and got some size to them. We just gotta play a hard, swift current game.
Thank you very much, Trevor. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Trevor Cameron. Goal and an assist when moved up into a top six role here tonight, taking advantage of that opportunity. Let's go back to Todd Valley with Darren Evian.
All right, thanks, Sean. Sean Mullen speaking with Trevor Cameron. Here with assistant coach Darren Evian. What did you think of the play of Trevor Cameron trying to work his way back into the lineup, and also had a pretty good game from Daniel Dale, who was trying to work his way back into the lineup as well?
Yeah, I thought Cammy, you know, he started out a little bit slow, and then once he got going, he had a few opportunities. But the big thing for him is play defensively. He'll get chances and use his speed, and you know, he can shoot. He's got a great snapshot, and he let it go tonight and scored a big goal for us. So good for him. And Daniel Dale, you know, he brings a lot of bang into the lineup. And, you know, as long as he's using his speed and using his physicality, he's a very good player for us. And he's a rah-rah type guy, and he's in the other team's kitchen, you know. And we need all those different components to be successful every night, so it was good.
Yeah, it almost seemed like you guys were paying big dividends from physical play later on in the third. Some Calgary forwards fumbling with the puck in the neutral zone, not wanting anything to do with it. Your third goal coming off of a defensive turnover, you know, they're D playing a little tentative. Is that something you guys need to do more of? Is more physical play to kind of lay down the law? Is that how you guys want to put your stamp on coming at other teams in the WHL?
Well, the one thing is, you know, playing against these guys in Brandon, they're big-bodied teams, and you got to be able to match up. You don't have to be tougher, but you got to be able to push back. And the one thing we do have is we've got some good speed, and we have to use that. And when we use our, you know, when we're physical and we're using our speed, we can create opportunities for ourselves. And the biggest thing is putting 60 minutes of that together with all the guys on the ice. And when you do that, you know, you got a good opportunity to win a game.
Well, and you're talking about putting 60 minutes. Today was an inconsistent game to some degree for both teams, I think. There were segments where you guys were in control, segments they were. And when they got in control, it seemed like they had a little more space to operate than they did at other times in the game. And how did you guys, what were you guys getting away from what you were normally doing?
Well, I just think, you know, it's kind of like what I said earlier. All it takes is one guy to have not be ready on the shift. And I saw more of that than say just a lull, a sag, but you know, you need everybody on board, because Calgary, their team is deep. Like I think they're built for this year, and they struggled out of the gates, and that happens, but they've got a lot of guys that can score goals and they can skate. So you know, if you're not on top of your game, they'll take control of it quick.
I was talking to Trevor about it, and the last two games you did give up over 30 shots, but I thought you limited second opportunities. Your defensive coverage seems to be better. And are you noticing those improvements? And in what way are you noticing those improvements?
Yeah, I think shots can be deceiving at times, because you play teams, you know, that shoot from everywhere. And then you get teams that play a more puck control in that. So, I mean, if you come in, you know, like even PA, they shoot from everywhere. They shoot from their blue line, the red line, wherever. So they're going to get 35 shots, and that's their philosophy, and that's the way they go at it. And so tonight, you know, they did get some good chances, but I think we're trying to keep guys outside and box them out and be good in the guts of the rink. And, you know, every time you do that, and we've got guys back at the house helping out, it just makes it tougher. They can shoot from the outside, but usually we're there to clean up any of the rebounds.
Lastly, you guys got Saskatoon tomorrow, and it's going to be a busy week for you, 4 games in 5 days. But only thinking about the Blades tomorrow night, you haven't seen them yet in the regular season. You know Saskatoon generally plays a pretty stifling defensive game. So what do you expect out of the Blades, and what do you think it'll take for a two-point effort tomorrow?
Well, it takes everybody on board, and we got to get going, and we got to get points here. Tonight we played a hard-fought game, but you know, inside, I don't think we felt it was enough. We want 2 points, and we've got to start winning some games to get into the playoffs. And starting tomorrow is a good, you know, we got a point today. We get 2 points tomorrow. We get 3 or 4. That's fine. But there's no easy games, so we just focus on tomorrow night's game and getting 2 points out of Saskatoon, and that's all we're going to worry about.
You want to string those wins together, and is it just a matter of consistency of your performance to do that? Consistency of the effort level never seems to be down. What do you think it's going to take to finally get like 2 wins, 3 wins, 4 wins in a row instead of the back and forth all the time?
Well, you need everybody on board, and that's the thing. Everybody's got to be ready to work as hard as they can to battle through things, and that's a key. And when you do that, when you work hard every night and you play smart and you play as a team, you know what? You're going to pick up points. But, you know, you can't have a couple guys just riding the rail. Everybody's got to be pulling the train, and that's important.
All right. Thank you very much, Darren.
Thank you.
That's Darren Evian.